This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now the revolution will be broadcast. This is the next generation of talk. Now, this is 60 Minutes of Nonstop Talk with Rich Zeoli.
You were talking jobs, baby. J-O-B. Gotta have a J-O-B if you want to be with me. Well, all these people now would love to give you a J-O-B. Why aren't people taking them? What's the deal? What's going on? What is the impact on restaurants and bars and small businesses in our area? 855-839-1210 if you want to weigh in today on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Want to welcome to the program Mike Monachetti. Mike is the owner of Mike Seafood in Sea Isle and Ocean City. He's famous for his crab balls, among other things. Mike, good morning.
Good morning to you, Rich.
It's good to see you. Good to talk to you. I'm a big fan of your restaurant, a big fan of your food, so I appreciate you coming on the show today. How are things?
Things are a little rough here at the Jersey Shore, Rich. It's really rough. Staffing is a serious problem. It's between the expanded unemployment benefits and the stimulus payments, it's very hard to find workers. Very, very hard. You can't go a place in from Margate, Ocean City, Seattle, the Wildwoods, to Cape May, that you don't see hundreds of signs looking help wanted. It's like I said, it's a disaster.
Mike, when you say it's a disaster, I mean, is it like literally hurting your ability to operate as a restaurant right now where you can't really serve customers the way you want to?
Oh, absolutely it is. Absolutely. How do you just can't conduct business with not enough staffing. It's just, you can't have a full menu. Like, I'm at the point now where I cut my menu back. I took some of the pasta dishes off, some of the grilled fish off. There's only so many things you can do in the kitchen with limited staff and do it right. So things are coming off the menus, and you see a lot of people's hours are reduced. It's mind-boggling how to go. After we just went through the pandemic last summer in full force, you know, and now we're getting back on our feet again, and we're going to start making money. Where the rentals, like I'm sure you have taken notice, the rentals at the shore are off the charts. Yeah. Off the charts. Never, ever. So now you have this big influx of people coming. They want to get away. They didn't get away last year. And now you can't run your business properly due to staffing issues. I don't know, understand, like the Morey's Pier in the Wildwoods, I just seen an article on them. They hire 1,500 people, and they only have 500 at this point. And they usually have this whole staff filled at this point of the year. The whole 1,500 people are hired. They're 1,000 people short. You think about the hotels in Ocean City, Cape May, the Wildwoods. Where are you going to find the chamber people to clean these rooms, especially with the COVID protocol and how you had to clean now? I mean, where are you going to find the people, the extra time it takes to actually clean these rooms, and they're not to be had? All the boardwalk shops, you just ride that. I rode the bike on the Ocean City boardwalk yesterday morning, sign after sign after sign after sign. It's just, you know, we were looking forward so much to this summer, and you have this issue of staffing is right in your face. It's just going to be really hard.
Mike Monachetti is my guest. Mike is the owner of Mike Seafood, Sea Isle, Ocean City. You know it. It's a great place. I've been there a million times. It's a wonderful place. I'll be there again this summer. Not waiting, though. You know, I'm texting you, Mike. I'm not waiting. I'm just letting you know. Now that you've been on the show, there's zero chance I'm waiting for a table now.
I think we can slip you in the side door there. I think
I'll
we can
work.
Slip
you know what
you
I'll
through.
Do? Actually, I'll just work because it sounds like you need the help that badly. No, I mean, all kidding aside, this is heartbreaking for me because, you know, I grew up at the Jersey Shore. I love the Jersey Shore. I've literally gone there every single summer of my life, except for one year when we went to Disney World. And for me to know the struggle of the restaurants and the bars and all the small businesses, and now relief is here, and yet you can't find the people to do the work. It's just an absolute inexcusable reality right now. Mike, do you think there's truth to the idea that people would rather take benefits than wash your dishes?
Absolutely. I mean, who wants to come to work for whatever people might be paying, $12, $15 an hour? I mean, I know people that are getting $1,200, $1,300 a week. Why would you? I don't blame them. Don't get me wrong. I don't blame people. I mean, you're getting $1,200, $1,300, you're sitting home. So we can go to the shore. We could go to the beach. We could go swimming. We could go fishing. We could go up on a boardwalk at night or go to work. I mean, it's just
right.
Why? I mean, I would personally take off. I mean, I'm being honest with you. It just doesn't make sense. You're getting free money and you don't have to work.
Now, how are you making people know that you're hiring, Mike? Are there signs on the door? What are you offering people? Are you doing any incentives?
I start a radio program this Friday. I'm going to be on the radio 4 or 5 times a day. Staffing issues, looking for employees.
Okay.
I have signs, social media platforms. I'm out and about on social media platforms. Actually, I called my plane guy last week. He's going to start my airplane, the banner planes that go down the beach. I'm actually going to send a banner plane from Stone Harbor to Margate looking for employees.
Wait a second. You mean to tell me how many times I've seen planes go by offering happy hour specials, offering, you know, live fresh crabs? You're going to tell me a plane's going to fly over the beach advertising a job at Mike's Seafood?
I told the airplane, my airplane guy that flies the banner, the first day that weather's good and there's people on that beach, that plane's going to go down that beach from down at Hereford Inlet and Wildwood all the way up to Margate. I'm sending the airplane down the beach. I know it's crazy, but you got to do drastic things in drastic times. You know, Mike Seafood's 110-year family tradition at the Jersey Shore. I have to carry on the family tradition here running Mike Seafood. There's a lot of people that come down on their vacation, and they look forward to going to Mike's Dock or Mike's Seafood in either Seattle or Ocean City at least one time. So, I mean, that's part of this Jersey. If you didn't go on vacation until you came down and had a dinner. So, I'm going to be flying the airplane, not just once. I'm going to fly it every day if I have to. I mean, till I get enough staff at Mike's Seafood. I got to do something. I mean, the social media platforms aren't working. The newspaper ad's not working. Radio, I didn't try it yet. It's going to come up starting this Friday. I just don't know. I'm at wit's end. I need 86 people to work at Mike's Seafood. 86.
What are you paying an hour, Mike? What are you paying?
15.
15? Let me ask you, too. What about housing? Are you giving away any housing this summer or anything like that?
Rich, that's a whole nother story. I mean, we do have a house for our employees. But the employees that we do that for are the European students that come on with the J-1 visa. The whole Jersey Shore is in trouble when it comes to the J-1 students from Europe coming over for employment. The embassies in the capitals of other countries, United States embassies in other countries, who regularly see 100 students a day seeking their visa, they're seeing 10 a day. They really have curtailed the interview process in Europe. The reason I asked, and it's for because COVID reasons, they don't want to see that many people a day. So I don't know if that's the truth to that or not, but they were seeing 100 a day usually in February, March, and April. Every year they're seeing, except for last year, we didn't They didn't bring any students over, but they're seeing 10. So that's one-tenth of the population, one-tenth of the students that usually come are going to be coming to the United States. I had 12 hired, six girls and six young men that come over here, college students, and they're telling me I'll be lucky if I see one or two. And I usually provide the housing for the students. As we get closer, if that doesn't, I'm hoping, because the foreign students can stay in this country up to, depends what country, but they can stay as late as October 1st, which is really helping you out on your shoulder season here at the Jersey Shore.
Right.
So I keep the housing for them, but hey, if I'm not going to be able to get the students, then I will end up supplying housing for, you know, for people that are looking for work. You know, we're just waiting to see, though, because it's really important to have staffing that can come and stay that late into the year and help you with your shoulder season.
Well, Mike, listen, I wish you the best. Like I said, you know, I'm a big fan of your food. The crab balls are great. Now that you've been on the show, though, I'm going to sneak in. I want you to sneak me in through the kitchen like Henry Hill. You know what I mean? So I don't have to wait. But, you know, me and the family will come in just like in Goodfellas. You can even play the music, you know, come in through the back door, set up the table. And that's what I want. You know, but that's an easy ask, right?
Yeah, sure. I like the way you said I'll come through the kitchen, because if you come through that kitchen, you and your family will be doing dishes.
I know. Seriously, that's the only problem. I'll be having my son will be dropping the fry basket, right?
You got it.
Well, listen, man, hang in there. This is tough. You know, I think everybody is going to be down in mass this summer. I hope there's a light at the end of the tunnel based on what Biden said yesterday about if you have the opportunity to work, you got to take the job or you're going to lose the benefits. Hopefully that will make people realize they have to actually work. You know, and I the pressure that's there, Mike, you know, the good news, though, is that assuming you get the people, this is going to be one of the best summers in Jersey Shore history. That's the good news.
I couldn't agree with you more. It's going to be one hell of a summer. It really is. Really is. It's going to be fantastic. Just this labor thing is a disaster. Like I started out talking to you, it's a disaster.
Well, listen, you keep me posted, Mike. We're praying for you guys. And, you know, I know I'm thankful to Dawn for reaching out to you, because it was good to get you on, and give my best to Jeannie and your family. Mike Monticetti, owner of Mike's Seafood and Sea Isle in Ocean City. Mike, hang in there, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, now listen, another wonderful small business and the sponsor of our studio, Cherry Hill Volvo. Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter. Judith was texting me earlier when I was saying about siphoning gasoline. She was saying, well, what about an electric car, hybrid car? You know, they have those too at Cherry Hill Volvo. They've got every kind of car you could want with the latest technology that you can possibly find. I'll tell you what. The people there make the experience at Cherry Hill Volvo so incredibly amazing. They really do. And I just love going there so much because of the way that they treat you. Now, I want you to think about what it's like when you buy a car normally, right? It's a painful experience. You're there all day. They try to hound you. You wind up basically wanting to run off the lot, but not at Cherry Hill Volvo. If the car's not right for you, it's not right for you. That's why Volvo won the prestigious award from J.D. Power. And the technology that's available on their cars, state-of-the-art, the XC40, which is a great-looking compact SUV that is available as fully electric, hybrid, or gasoline. And you can configure it for 5, 6, or 7 passengers. They also have a tremendous selection of previously enjoyed Volvos. Cherry Hill Volvos are pre-owned. These pre-owned Volvos are like new. Every little inch of that car is inspected. Great condition. Right now, enjoy very low financing for qualified buyers. They come with an incredible Volvo warranty of 5 years and a limited mileage from the original in-service date. So please go see them, my great friends at Cherry Hill Volvo. And thank Judith for being our studio naming sponsor. Because again, remember, we're broadcasting live from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios. Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
You're in the middle of 60 minutes of nonstop talk. This is the Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So the big story of the day today is obviously this job shortage that's going on here. And it's tough. It really is. It's obviously, you heard Mike, my heart goes out to him. This big story of the day today is brought to you by Wawa, another business that is really desperate for employees. So Wawa's doing sign-on bonuses. Look, paninis are back at Wawa. Switch up your routine with Wawa's delicious and crunchy breakfast and lunch paninis. Choose your favorite, like Southwest Turkey or a Chipotle Bacon Egg Panini. Yeah, that's right. Available at Wawa. Wawa. You know I love Wawa. It's a great place. Go there. Get, you can fill up with gas, too. Get a little sandwich. Get some gas. Practice your Delco at Wawa. All right. Dawn, what'd you think? I thought Mike did a great job explaining the issue for us. Thank you for booking that for me. Dawn, are you there? Uh-oh. Am I on the air? Can anyone hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
She's all on. She's just not. Maybe her. Maybe her microphone isn't on. Or
Dawn, are you crying?
Maybe I should go check.
Go check on her, make sure she's okay. She's texting me, so I know she's alive.
She left.
She said, great interview. Perfect. Great job. But I don't know where she is. Dawn?
It's a good thing we're all back in the studio because we're, you know, not in the same place anyway.
Dawn! Dawn, where?
She disappeared. She's not even in the studio.
She had to go to the bathroom, maybe.
Yeah,
all
I
right.
guess so.
I don't know.
Okay, well, we're not all in the same room, so I can't see anyway.
Yeah, Dawn and I are hidden behind a wall.
Which is where we want you, millennial. Hidden
behind
a wall.
No, I accept that, but not Dawn.
Well, no, Dawn too, because I can't be in the same room with her. She's the most distracting person to be in a room with. She's always typing, you know what I mean, with her newscasts. Very distracting.
Very hardworking.
All right, well, while we look for her and the search party's out, we'll do this, Greg.
Okay.
What's on the cut sheet?
Oh, you're waiting for me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Greg, tell me what's on my cut sheet.
I thought you were going to set me up like Wink, you know, like a game show host. We always love when Senator Bernie Sanders trashes the Democratic Party. And he was on Axios on HBO being interviewed by Jonathan Swan. And he talked about Democrats' proposed tax cut. One of them in particular is a terrible, terrible message. And also, he starts off this, Rich, by talking about the Democrats being the party of the elite. So I knew you, my friend, would enjoy this cut. This is Senator Sanders on Axios HBO. Let me just pull it up here. There we go.
Democrats traditionally have been very tepid, very fearful about going big. And I will say,
I think there's a glossiness to it as well, sort of San Francisco, New York gloss, glossiness to the party.
Yep, I'm so smart.
You know?
I am really smart and, you know, we go to $100 dinners and,
wow.
And who really cares about those working class people? I think it is fair to say, as a result of heavy duty corporate campaign contributions, Democratic Party has drifted away from being the party of FDR and even Harry Truman. And being understood and perceived correctly as the working class party.
If that can't be changed, that trend of Democratic Party becomes the party of the college educated, Republicans become the party of the not, like, do you think that's sustainable for a progressive party?
No, I don't, and I don't think it's sustainable for American democracy.
Wow.
So, I love Bernie taking shots at the $100 dinners and whatnot.
Why am I paying $14.99 for artichoke dip? What is that, Jonathan? $14.99. $20 for fish and chips? Are you freaking kidding me? In Vermont, that's like a whole day's, that's a week's grocery shopping. These freaking liberals out here in San Francisco. Not only that, but do I need homeless poop on my way into the restaurant?
No, that's gross.
Do I need, though? Dawn's back. Good. This broad, yeah. I was wondering where she was.
You're back, Dawn. You're good.
Sorry. Poorly timed potty break.
That's all right.
Sorry.
Listen, it's an hour nonstop talk. You got to do it. I get it. It's okay.
The 6 minute commercial break right before, I guess. No, I'm just kidding.
Sorry.
Why go then? No, I thought Mike Monticetti did a good job. So
he did. He's just a great guy. He's an in-law of mine. So they're struggling. They have four kids. Their oldest daughter's in college. And a lot of you may know them for the Polar Bear Run. Their daughter, Karami, is autistic. So they raise $200,000 a year at this amazing autism fundraiser. It's one of the best in the nation.
That'll buy you one dinner at San Francisco, according to Bernie Sanders.
We're so smart.
Yeah.
We're so smart. We know better than you. We've got our San Francisco Chronicle and our $14.99 artichoke dip, Jonathan.
All right, keep going, Greg.
You know, we want a party that welcomes all people.
Biden didn't put it in his plan, but Schumer and Pelosi want it, and a few others want it, is restoring this state and local tax deduction, the SALT, which is a tax break for rich people in blue states.
Yep.
You don't support that?
No.
No. What do you think if Democrats bring that back?
It sends a terrible, terrible message.
I hate salt. So I've always been more of a pepper. When Salt and Pepper, the band, was around, I was always into pepper and not salt. So, and I think it's a terrible idea to bring Salt back because Pepper really carried that band, Jonathan, if you ask me.
They haven't been the same since Shoop.
Shoop, which was my campaign song. Shoop, Shoopa Doop, Shoopa Doopa Doopa Doop.
I can't believe we're talking about Salt and Pepper.
Salt and Pepper. Bernie's going back, old school, you know?
So ultimately, what you have got to do, and it's, and fairness to Schumer and Pelosi, it is hard when you have tiny margins. But you have got to make it clear which side you are on. And you can't be on the side of the wealthy and the powerful if you're going to really fight for working families.
Wow.
There you go. I love it. Bernie bringing the hammer down on rich blue state Democrats and liberals in San Francisco.
Do you want to hear the very beginning again where he mocks them?
Democrats traditionally have been very tepid, very fearful about going big. And I will say,
I think there's a glossiness to it as well, sort of San Francisco, New York gloss, glossiness to the party.
I'm so smart.
You know?
I am really smart and, you know, we go to $100 dinners and who really cares about those working class people?
Can't you see, by the way, Bernie sitting at a restaurant and the waiter, you know, the server comes over and then as the server's walking away, Bernie goes, "Oh, you think you're so smart? Look at you. I know. Okay, boomer. I get it. Ha, ha, ha. You freaking millennial." Like, you know Bernie says freaking millennials all the time.
Yes.
All the time,
yes.
Right?
Yep.
"You freaking spoiled millennial. Look at you. You're so smart with your keyboards and your iPhones and whatnot."
I love it.
MSNBC Stephanie Ruhle, you know, Rich, you've been talking a lot this morning about jobs, the jobs numbers. Actually, Stephanie Ruhle, as she's talking to... who's the guy? I forget the guy's name. I'm sorry. I have it written right here, and I can't read my own handwriting. But she's actually talking about how the jobs numbers show we need to spend additional money, not less. So this is what she said.
The White House needs, and America needs, a lot of the things in the infrastructure plan to go through. We need improved child care. I mean, go through the list. We need that. There's a $4 trillion price tag on it. And those are all long-term big changes that will help us going forward. We did, however, pass $2 trillion just 2 months ago in emergency funding. Does it worry you that we spent that much, kind of flooded the system with money that does just temporarily keep people home, and that will fatigue those who say, "We just spent $2 trillion, I don't want to spend another $4 trillion. And the $4 trillion is what we really need.
Well, yes, I'm concerned about that as politics. The thing about the $2 trillion, we haven't gotten hardly any of the $2 trillion actually out the door yet. So let's see whether the money that's going to address the stop the spread of the virus, there's money in that relief act that goes to address daycares and try to fix some of these labor supply problems.
$39 billion.
We're not spending enough money.
We're not spending nearly enough money. We need it to be $40 billion and then a trillion. Unbelievable. On daycares and everything else. Wow. Yeah, we're not spending enough money. $6 trillion is not nearly enough money to spend. And we're spending so much money, people aren't getting off their lazy butts and going to work. We're spending no money, though. That's the problem.
Sorry, it was Austin Goolsbee he was talking to.
That Stephanie Ruhle was talking.
Let's stick with the unemployment benefits. Peter Ducey talked to Jen Psaki yesterday.
Oh, my daily shot of sake. Snarky sake.
Are the unemployment benefits keeping people from jobs? I mean, we know the answer from that, but let's hear what she said.
On the economy, so employment only rose by about 266,000 jobs in April out of 7.4 million or so job openings. How does the White House know that people are just choosing not to apply for jobs because the extra unemployment benefits are so good?
Well, first, let me say that we have looked at the data, and Secretary Yellen referred to this on Friday, or talked about this on Friday. We don't see much evidence that the extra unemployment insurance is a major driver in people not rejoining the workforce. We actually see the data, and our analysis shows that lack of vaccination, the lower rate, which is why I referred to the data and the week that it was taken, it has an impact. Child care has an impact. Schools reopening has an impact.
So open
but
them.
There's also the need to pay a livable working wage. And that's one of the reasons the president will talk about that this afternoon.
Ah, there it
Bank
is.
Bank of America economists who are cited in a Bloomberg story say anybody making less than $32,000 a year is better off financially just taking the unemployment benefit. So is the White House creating an incentive just to stay home?
Well, again, the majority of economists internally and externally of the White House don't feel that unemployment insurance, something that was done at a time where to help unemployed people get through a very difficult economic downturn during a pandemic, is a major driver in our unemployment data. That there are other factors, bigger factors,
like what?
That were contributing, have been contributing to the numbers we saw on Friday.
Like what?
That's what we're working to
Tell us
address.
What those are.
And that's where we think our solution should be focused.
And just last one really quick. The Commerce Secretary says the main reason that people are staying home is fear. How does the White House know that people are scared? What is that based on?
Well, I think what she was referring to is the fact that there was a much lower vaccination rate just a month ago, and that people are fearful about getting sick. They are fearful about whether they're going to have the conditions to be healthy, whether they can send their kids to a childcare center, whether there is a childcare center. So those are all factors that are consistent with the examples and reasons I just provided.
Now, you know what's amazing about that clip is that in there you heard the reason why they need $15 an hour minimum wage. So in other words, the incentive is that the reason why people aren't going back to work is they don't have a living wage. So you need $15 minimum wage. So again, for if you believe that part of the reason why they're giving out such generous benefits is to condition America that $15 an hour is the standard, you're right. You're correct. Jen Snarky just admitted that. Secondly, schools should be reopened. But where is the White House making this happen? Where's the White House turning around saying, and that's why we're cutting funding for any school that's not open starting Monday? Well, and then the other point, too, about child care. You keep hearing about child care centers reopening. This is also to push their massive child care funding program to get kids in indoctrination camp starting at age 3. So all those things, everything that's happening right now is playing out exactly as they have planned. Americans can't find workers. The workers are getting generous benefits. They're being conditioned to get this kind of money. The caring economy, as they're calling it, which is socialism, is now erupting. And they're also using this opportunity of women dropping out of the workforce to turn around and say, well, now you also need your government-paid child care. It's all playing out exactly as they had planned, 100%. 855-839-1210 is the number, 855-839-1210. Listen, rains, big, you know, rains. What are you going to do? It rains, right? What are you going to do? It rains. It's spring, it's Philadelphia, it's Jersey, it's Delaware, Pennsylvania. Well, there's a solution. Lou Vargo, Garden State Earthworks. That's the solution. If you've got water problems on your property, you don't want water destroying your basement. You don't want water getting into your house. You don't want it destroying your pool, hardscaping, anything like that. This is why you need to reach out to my friends at Garden State Earthworks. They are your drainage solution. They'll drain the water away once and for all. It's exactly what they'll do for you. It's what they did for me years ago at my old house. It's funny, too, because, you know, I saw Lou. It was like in a magazine, and I called him up. And I was on the radio back then, but I wasn't in a primetime slot. He didn't even make the connection. But we became friends. And the guy did a great job for me, and we're still buddies today. And his work is guaranteed. So call him at 856-848-4444. His dad's a trip, too. His dad started the company. 856-848-4444 or GardenStateEarthworks.com. They're the best at what they do. Their work is guaranteed. Pennsylvania, Jersey, Delaware, if you have water problems, saturating your property, fix it. Fix it now. Because these problems never, ever correct on their own, and they cost you thousands of dollars repairing the damage. You don't want that. GardenStateEarthworks.com. GardenStateEarthworks.com.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOG. Philadelphia. An Odyssey station. The revolution will be broadcast. This is the next generation of talk. Now, this is 60 Minutes of Nonstop Talk with Rich Zeoli.
So yes, Dark Side, the Colonial Pipeline cyber attack, why did it happen? And should they pay the ransomware? Should they pay the Bitcoin or whatever it is they're asking for to make it all go away? The New York Daily News editorial today says, no, stop paying these people. Otherwise, they're going to keep attacking. Kind of like what President Reagan used to say, you never negotiate with terrorists. What will they do? We'll find out. 855-839-1210 is the question if you want to weigh in today. Still checking Twitter. Brian Fletcher asks, if I ever do a live read for Mike's Seafood, would I include the line, you're going to love Mike's crab balls? Absolutely, I would, Brian. Yes, I would. You're going to love Mike's crab balls.
Even the spicy blue? Boy.
You know what I would do it, though? I would do it in my NPR voice. Right?
30-minute free commercial.
I know sales is going to hate me even more. I don't care. What do I care? It's not like I'm even under control. What's that?
What's that? What's the date?
What day is it?
It is May 11th.
May 11th,
2021.
Ah, yes. What were we saying? Oh, yeah, crab balls. I would do it like this.
The blue crab balls.
The balls are nice, and there's no filler in these balls. These balls are pure blue swimming crab. No filler in these balls.
Greg's shaking his head as the corporate shill because he knows he can't encourage this.
No,
right?
I'm just look, it's a news story, and I want to shed light on the fact that
we did.
Jersey Shore businesses are suffering because we're all going to the Jersey Shore this summer.
Yeah.
And, you know.
And what do you dip the crab balls commercial into?
I like to dip my crab balls in some nice tartar sauce.
Actually, when it comes to crab, I don't mess around because obviously, you know.
Because what?
Well, I went to Maryland for college, so
therefore you know all crab?
I know crabs.
He's an expert on crabs and crab balls.
Right, and you know, crabs in my fraternity house were also very common. Not only crab feast, but also what?
Come on.
We did an annual crab feast at Fido every year. What are you talking about?
Very tasty.
Great. Had all those blue crabs. Beautiful. Beautiful blue crabs. Yeah, hey, let me give you a tip, by the way. If you get a crab cake at a restaurant and the crab meat is not from Maryland or like the Delaware Bay, please throw it. Don't get it because otherwise it's going to be from Thailand or something.
Ooh,
and it's got that terrible taste. Yeah, don't do it. Ask them. Say, where is the crab? I need to know before I eat this crab ball or this crab cake, where is the meat from? That's what you got to do. And by the way, Chickies and Pete's, I had crabs there the other night. Also, little love to one of our great sponsors, yes. Chickies and Pete's. They're crab fries.
You don't need to overcompensate now.
I'm just hungry at this point.
Yeah, no,
I just want to go to Chickies and Pete's for lunch. And that's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to go there for lunch. Because he's got this seated roll on the chicken cutlet sandwiches. Oh my God. I got to start eating breakfast. You know what happened? Reagan was up at 3 a.m. She woke up. And when the beast is unleashed, you can't get her back to sleep.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, this is the beast. And so 3 o'clock, she's up, and then she was up, and then finally, so I just, well, I'm not going back to bed at that point, obviously.
Nope.
You know what I mean?
Nope.
And just yelling her head off, and she's just mad. She's teething. She's sick. You know what I mean? Beast.
Did she go through separation anxiety with you and Bridget, like at bedtime?
Great question. Yes, because I think what she does is she holds the bars of her crib and just screams for an hour. So I guess the answer would be yes. Does your son do that too?
Yeah, he's going through that right now. Do you go in there? Do you go in there and let and comfort her, or does your wife, or do you let her scream?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, I think if you really want to sleep train a child, you have to let them scream their freaking head off.
Yes.
You got to. Because
for how long, though?
Well, you tell me. You're the America's bubble mom. You tell me.
No, it's, you know, I know that you guys are living this right now because what do they say? Like 12 minutes. So you sit there and you time it, and it's like painful, but you got whatever the recommended is nowadays. It's at least 12 minutes, 22 minutes. But at some point,
wait, no, that's traffic and weather on 1010 Winds. I don't know what you're talking about. Chris Eppolito says, can you ever see Megaphone Bernie raving about Mike's balls, crab balls, that
oh.
is? Can
you?
Or Chickies, and I'll do Chickies and Pizzas as a sponsor. It'd be like this. They go,
what is this guy charging me? What is this, $10 for fries? Is he freaking kidding me, this guy? What is it, fries with some spice on it? What is this? In Vermont, I could eat French fries every day for a year for $10. What is this?
Is that right?
Yes.
Sue Alberici says, Rich is so right about blue crabs. They have these pinky toe crabs in Maine. Nah, you got to get the blue crabs in the Chesapeake Bay. Well, the Delaware Bay, too. By the way, Delaware Bay crabs are, I don't want to say, like, they are really good, too. But they're not as good, but they're good. I mean, don't misunderstand me. They are really good. Just don't get it from Thailand. I'm telling you right now. When you go to the grocery store, I'll tell you what. You know what makes me mad? This friggin' Phillips Seafood makes me, they're not a sponsor, Greg, are they?
They're not going to be now.
Well, Phillips Seafood, that man, they got this famous place in Baltimore, right? And in, I think also maybe in Georgetown, I don't even know. And it's right on the harbor in Baltimore. And you go there and they have crab cakes. And then you buy their crab cakes in the tin in the grocery store. And it's all the Fugazi crab meat from Malaysia, Thailand. You know what I mean? Don't think just because they're in Baltimore that you're getting Chesapeake Bay swimming blue crab. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. Very important to me to be accurate about things. You know what I mean? There you go. Anything else on crabs you want to know? Huh?
Rich Scioli, your crab expert.
Now, part of the reason why I love crabs is I love taking the family out to dinner. I love having fun. Tonight is Patrick's baseball game. After the baseball game, we'll probably go out to dinner, maybe before. The kids do not wear masks on the sidelines. I'm not going to let my son mask up outside because it's freaking stupid. And now I don't see adults doing it either anymore, and the coaches are not making the kids wear them. The coaches wear the masks out of respect, which I understand, and I get that, but, you know. But everybody at the last game, thankfully, I saw one parent wearing a mask, and that was it. And half by the time of the fourth inning, the mask was off, which is good. You're outside.
Yeah.
But what happened in Seattle, Greg?
So this is a Children's Soccer League president who confronts a parent who's at the dugout there to see his child playing soccer. He's not wearing a mask. Everybody's outside. So this is from a cell phone video. So it's just a one-hand account. We don't know anything else that happened before or after. But allegedly, it looks like the soccer league president is threatening to call the cops on this father. So here's the way it went down.
I'm allowing you to stay because, again, it looks like we are complying with our permit because nearly every other parent complied. But if you don't mask up, you're absolutely leaving. So you decide. Are you going to mask up or not?
I'm not wearing a mask outside, and I'm not going to let my little girl hang out in an unsafe area in White Center with no parents, which is what you've asked us to do.
That's
you initially
not true.
Asked, yes, it is.
That's not true.
It is.
You're welcome, and we would love to have you have a parent here with your kid, of course. Are you going to mask up? That's the only thing I'm asking
you.
I'm point.
Outside. I told you I would.
Don't, please. Are you going to mask
I'm
up?
Dugout. No, I'm not going to wear a mask outside.
Then I need you to leave. Fair enough. It's your decision. If you want to mask up, I'm willing to let you stay.
Great.
If you don't mask up, you're leaving.
Thank you.
You're leaving.
I am?
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like it.
Well, if this is the way you guys are going to behave, then you're not going to participate with West Seattle Soccer anymore. So you guys can decide.
I'm in the
are they chanting mask up? Woke Seattle, they're chanting mask up for real?
Required by all spectators, no exceptions.
The kids aren't even allowed, are even told they have to wear a mask when they're on the field playing.
Don't ask me why they are allowed to take their mask off during the game. I don't know, but that's what Department of Health says. That's what Washington Youth Soccer says. I am controlling.
You're a modern day brown shirt, Chip.
Oh!
Do you know anything about history?
Are you going to mask up or not?
I've already answered that question.
All right, then I'm going to ask you to leave one more time.
Oh, just ignore the guy.
I'm not asking you to do anything, Chip. I'm trying to sit outside on a taxpayer-funded dugout.
There we go.
And call the cops
calling
on
the cops.
Him.
Yeah, he said, I'll call the police.
So was this guy being a jerk? Was the dad being a jerk for not following the rules? Or was the coach being a jerk for just not looking the other way, considering CDC guidance says you don't have to wear masks outside?
Both.
Both? You're saying both were jerks?
Both were wrong.
In other words, you got the testosterone flowing.
Yes.
Neither guy's going to back down.
Yes.
This is going to be an issue.
Yes.
Dawn, what do you think?
Okay, from personal experience of being out on these things, there were certain coaches or overlord, you know, people involved with football that if a certain biggity big person showed up, we all, like, one mom would run in her yoga pants like, he's coming, and we'd all, like, mask up, you know, just because people are so freaked out, and also they don't want social media to go out because they can shut you down or the state comes down on you. So, you know, just wear the mask. Just do it as, you know what I mean?
Just play along because it's
play
the
along
rules
for now
or whatever else you're saying. Interesting.
It's for the kids, because otherwise some bigger entity comes and shuts down the game.
But
and not that that's right. I'm not.
No, I understand.
I'm just saying.
I get
do
it. You're saying you got to play by the rules so this way it stays open. I get that, but I also have to say this though. At what point do people say enough is enough, and everybody says, "I'm taking these friggin' masks off. We're outside. Enough is enough." And this ends. I mean, isn't it only going to end if people stand up and say, I'm not doing this anymore?
Yes, but we've got a primary election coming up with ballot questions.
Well, this is in Seattle.
But you know what I'm saying? I mean, the only way people can change this is to take away some of these powerful executive power, you know, like you've talked about a million times, right? So I don't think you're going to solve it there in front of the kids. Just be nice in front of the kids and work it out.
Be nice in front of the kids versus teaching a kids a valuable lesson in ready civil disobedience.
Well, I know you're right, but I
don't know if I'm right, because honestly, the truth is I talk a big game. I'm the first one to go, okay, all right, I don't want to get kicked out. So, you know what I mean? No, but I play by the rules in life because I want these businesses to be open. But this isn't a business. This is a freaking game, and you know. The coach is being a jerk, but whatever. I mean, I don't know. I guess the question becomes, if people don't start breaking their rules in favor of other guidance, at what point does it change?
I think this one is more about my crab ball is bigger than yours. Like, I don't even, I think it's two guys. I don't think it's about masks. It's you get these Barney Fife mentality people coming out and doing this.
Yeah.
So just mask up and just say, no, you know, I'm not going to deal with you.
You know what you do, actually? You blast Metallica.
No.
And you say, hell no. What would Van Morrison say? He'd say, no more masks, man.
Yeah.
Well, right?
He'd sing about it. That's the thing with the Irish. They just write amazing songs, and they say, he's Irish, right? Isn't he?
Yes, he is.
So the Irish.
Very Irish, actually.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
I think you got to stand up and say, no, I'm not doing it. No, enough. I know it's not an easy call, but you got to do what you got to do. Again, I talk a big game, but by the way, the Los Angeles Times killed Van Morrison's new album. Crushed it with the review. Awful.
What a shock.
Yeah. It's shocking, right?
We loved it. We gave it a great review.
What, Greg?
No. I'm a longtime Van Morrison fan, so I'm kind of biased about his music, but there's obviously a political agenda that goes behind these reviews, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's just, it's.
They call him a COVIDiot and a conspiracy theorist. No. What is he a conspiracy theorist about? Nothing. What is it? What's his conspiracy theory? Well, anyway, listen, when the mask is off, whether you take it off in an act of defiance or you take it off because you're allowed to, one thing I do know is this: your smile is going to be there to be seen by the world. And my buddy, Dr. Mike Venaria, will give you the smile of your dreams. Not only is he my dentist, my wife's dentist, my kid's dentist, and my parents' dentist as well. It's a family affair. Three generations of Zeolis, all with different needs, all delighted by the services of Dr. Mike Venaria and his award-winning team. So whether you're looking for pediatric, general, cosmetic, or implant dentistry, look no further. Dr. Venaria's office exceeds CDC guidelines and has always maintained the strictest infection controls, like their centralized UV sterilization of airflow. And let's face it, there's simply no one better at Dental Implants and Dr. Mike, one of South Jersey's top implant dentists. It's an art form, and Dr. Mike gives you the self-confidence boost you deserve. So schedule your free implant consultation today for the perfect smile. Locations are right over the bridge in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020, or VeneriaDental.com, VeneriaDental.com.
You're in the middle of 60 minutes of nonstop talk. The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
The question, of course, of jobs and why people are not filling those jobs. Here's another alternative thought for you. And I want to thank the greater Chris on Twitter for saying this my way. Alicia Wallace at CNN Business writing the following. Ready? This article. Low pay and toxic workplaces are driving workers away from restaurants. OK, so it's not the fact that people are getting paid to stay home. It's toxic workplaces because people yell in kitchens. Oh, but newsflash, people in kitchens yell. Anyway, this whole story is about this snowflake generation who doesn't like the fact that restaurants can be high pressure environments where they've got to serve all these people at once. And they got to be in the hot kitchen. They got to be serving food and the chef's yelling and the line cook's yelling and they don't like that toxic climate. So they don't want to be there anymore. Boo friggity hoo. I'm telling you right now, the old saying applies to this generation. If you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. The problem is, though, they do get out of the kitchen. Then they get unemployment benefits and then they don't want to get back in the kitchen and restaurants can't operate because they don't have enough workers. It's absolutely amazing. Greg is in Bucks County. Greg, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Rich?
Good. How are you, Greg?
I'm good. Listen, I love Dawn, but you know what? As a nation, we always stand down. We never say anything when it comes to this political pushback. And I don't think this was about who was right or wrong. I think the guy was right to say that. And I think he's right to stand up. And we also, I think you're dead right. We need to teach our children that if we don't stand up to some of these things, that we're going to bow to the left no matter what, just because we're in fear of a guy coming that's going to call and break up the game. It just doesn't make sense.
Well, I agree with you. Dawn, would you like to respond to Greg?
You're not wrong. I just think there's a way to handle it. And because I've seen my kids suffer and a lot of kids suffer just during this pandemic because of exactly what you're saying, these shutdowns. And
I
you know what?
I agree wholeheartedly. I have to say, though, you know, who are the cause of the shutdowns? Why are we being shut down? And the kids should know who's shutting us down. And if they don't, and we keep our mouths shut and we walk away from it every time, like normal, reasonable people do every day, this is how the left advances. They shut you down. You're allowing them to shut you down at every turn because you're reasonable.
Yeah, but and the truth is, though, that first of all, with those dads, they could have said, let's let the kids play. I'm going to put the mask on for now, but we're going to have a conversation afterwards. And I think that's a great way to take control, number one. Number two.
See, Greg, Dawn just wanted to have them be nice to each other.
And at that moment, to not disrupt the game. It's because I think the kids deserve to let that happen. But to the greater point is you've got to be smart. And part of the strategy is who's in control, who's allowed to make these, as Zeoli says every day with the trumpets and the emperors running things, you've got to make the laws such that they can't do this to us. There you go.
Greg, you could also, the dad could have punched the coach in the face, too.
No, that would be bad.
You know, that would have been bad.
No.
All right. No, Greg, listen, I got to run. I appreciate your call. I appreciate the call. Thank you. I agree with you. I think there's something to be said about pushing back. You got to push back on this stuff. Otherwise, they're going to keep us masked up forever. At some point, we have to push back. It has to be done. It has to, because otherwise, it's never going to end. You've got these people from the White House saying now that even fully vaccinated people should be wearing masks. It's insanity. It really is. It really, truly is. 855-839-1210 is the number. 855-839-1210 if you want to weigh in. But look, here's the other thing, too. And, as we're looking at this economy right now that we're dealing with, and we're talking a lot about jobs today, and we're talking a lot about the economy, don't forget something here. Don't forget what is a critical factor in all of this is the fact that we are so dependent upon China. And if you want to think about the fact that you can't find a used car right now, why can't you find a used car? Because there's a chip shortage right now. Can't find used cars. So Wall Street Journal today, looking to buy a used car, expect high prices and few options. But here's something very interesting that I found. The world now is so tired of COVID and wants it all to go away, which is a good thing because it should go away. Enough is enough, right? Enough is enough. The Washington Post, of all places, the Washington Post came out and said, we got to revisit this lab theory now. Thank God. This is finally now jumped. They say jump species. Well, this has jumped into mainstream media now, and this is a big deal. This is a big deal right now. The question being whether or not this virus came from a bat or this virus came from a lab. And you know that part of the reason of why they're covering up the truth about this is because of the gain of function research that was done, led by Dr. Anthony Fauci. Now, the Washington Post editorial board. So this isn't like somebody writing an op-ed in the Washington Post. This is the editorial board of the Washington Post. April 30th, writing the following. How did the pandemic begin? It's time for a new WHO investigation. Okay? And they're saying right now that this could take years, but they need to find over. They need to find out what happened here. They need to figure this out because, and here's a key point. They did more than 80,000 wildlife, livestock, and poultry samples were collected from across China. And none of them tested positive for the virus before or after the outbreak. The investigating team said the least likely pathway was an inadvertent leak from a laboratory in Wuhan where the outbreak first exploded. The leak hypothesis was not investigated, although it is known that the Wuhan Institute of Virology was carrying out risky gain-of-function experiments on bat coronaviruses, which involved modifying viral genomes to give them new properties, including the ability to infect lung cells of lab mice that have been genetically changed to respond as human respiratory cells would. Look, the fact that the Washington Post is finally acknowledging what we all know, this virus came from a lab, and the gain of function research, which was paid for by the National Institutes of Health in the United States of America, led by Dr. Anthony Fauci. To this day, they have not found a single evidence of this virus being in nature, not a single sample. The fact that the Washington Post is writing about this should tell you everything you need to know. This is no longer tinfoil hat conspiracy theory. I am right. I've been right about this since March of 2020. This virus did not come from a bat burger or pangolin balls. Those are deep fried. This came from a lab. I love deep fried pangolin balls. I mean, you know, if you can't get good crab, you get the pangolin, you know what I'm saying?
What about bat balls?
Well, bat balls are fine, but you got to get real bat. I don't like when they use the bat from Thailand or Malaysia. Anyway, all right, Dawn, what's up? Give me some news. What do we got?
And good morning. Zioli Show News Live. We are at 55 degrees right now. So a rare emergency declaration issued for Pennsylvania and 16 other states after that cyber attack that Zioli has talked a lot about that shut down the pipeline carrying 45% of fuel supplies to the East Coast. So this order lifting those restrictions on fuel transport by road. These are our great truckers. We love you. To prevent these shortages following that Friday attack on the Colonial Pipeline by the Russian ransomware group, as described by Zioli, named DarkSkyd. So an emergency declaration to try to mitigate the situation as our gas prices are about to go through the roof, reportedly. After being closed for more than a year amid the COVID pandemic, Philadelphia's MLK Drive, Martin Luther King Jr. Drive, set to reopen to vehicular traffic in August. So it's that four-mile stretch of road between the Schuylkill River and the Schuylkill Expressway, connecting Center City, Philadelphia, obviously, to Bala and that sort of thing. So it's exciting. A lot of people saying, why not sooner? They're saying because we are sprucing it up, repaving and all kinds of lighting and that sort of thing. And it'll still be closed on the weekends through October like it always is. The headline we've talked a lot about, FDA approving Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine emergency use for kids age 12 and up. So this will start, it may start as soon as Thursday. We've already heard from Delaware County, PA, saying, yep, we're going to start giving kids 12 and up this vaccine, 100% effective reportedly. And it'll also allow middle school age students to get vaccinated before school starts this fall. I'm sure we'll be talking about that one. Finally, real quick, there's so much going on that Zioli has covered, but I do want to get to the televised Golden Globes canceled. NBC, the latest media giant to boycott the Hollywood Foreign Press Association over what they say is a lack of diversity And Tom Cruise gave back his Golden Globe trophies for Born on the 4th of July and Jerry Maguire and Magnolia. And Scarlett,
did he jump on the couch as he gave him back or not?
I don't know if he did.
This is when woke attacks woke. Yes. I love this. My favorite. That should win a Golden Globe. When woke attacks woke.
Yes. And Scarlett Johansson urging Hollywood to, you know, urge fundamental reform. And so she's in a gorgeous red gown saying that. So
Scarlett. By the way, you haven't covered the biggest news of the day today.
What's that, sir?
Bennifer's back.
I debated that one, Ben, but this is a different Jennifer. This is J-Lo.
Is J-Lo. Well, the original Bennifer was Jennifer Lopez
Garner.
And Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Remember
Garner.
They did that amazing movie, Giggly, or whatever the hell it was called?
Geely. Kevin Smith actually said on Twitter yesterday that he coined the term Bennifer because they were an item when they were filming his movie Jersey Girl, that movie that was terrible.
Terrible.
It was a terrible movie.
Terrible.
And he coined that to the New York Times, so he's taking credit for Bennifer.
So Ben Affleck is back. It's not, he didn't do enough damage to J-Lo the first time. He's got to ruin her the second time.
So they went off for a weekend vacation somewhere?
Yes.
Mm. How lucky is this guy? Like, he gets all these great women.
Well, I mean, he's got a lot of money. I don't know. But then again, J-Lo has money, too. I don't really understand it. I don't know. Maybe she feels pity. Maybe this is like community service for her or something. You know,
I don't want to cast aspersions, but J-Lo can't seem to keep a dude either. I mean, wasn't she just with A-Rod?
A-Rod,
I mean,
yep.
For a long time, right?
Yeah, I don't know for a long time, but I'm just.
Or for her.
Yeah.
Bennifer.
I think she gets
stupid
bored.
Names that they come up with,
me
right?
Me too, yeah.
Giggly, what does Giggly get on Rotten Tomatoes?
I think it's a zero.
Zero. Zero.
I feel like it's a zero.
It's like Troll and Giggly get zero. stars. That movie was so bad. I didn't see it. Why would I watch that? It's so bad. I think Giggly in Time will be like one of those things where you have to watch it in like a fraternity hazing incident, and then they'll report you to the police. I think it's that bad, right, Bill?
It's not a zero. Want to take a guess?
One?
Six.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
13% by the audience, though. So the audience likes it a little bit more.
Yeah, the audience, Ben's mom, Matt Damon, and J-Lo all reviewed it as the audience.
6%.
All right, well, thank you, Dawn. Anything else? Yeah.
Well, nope. So they went to Montana together. I'll give it a week. I think she just chews these guys up and spits them out. I think she gets bored. So yeah. I think she'll be especially bored with him very quickly. That's my
I'm bored with
take.
Talking about Bennifer.
All right, sorry.
No, I brought it up.
The NBC 10 First Alert Forecast, sponsored by Haller Enterprises. Experiencing AC issues? Leave summer outside this year. Trust the experts at Haller Enterprises. Repair or replace your cooling system. Visit HALLERcooling.com. Schedule your appointment online or over the phone. Again, HALLERcooling.com, PA 1867. And it's 66 and sunny today. We warm up, beautiful sunshine all week. Thursday, it's 71 degrees. So it's a nice sunshine filled week. This is Yellow Show News Live.
Thank you, Dawn. Appreciate it. I'm going to tell you about a hate crime at Penn State as soon as we get back. You're going to want to hear this. Plus, the craziest place to get a coronavirus vaccine and your thoughts and calls, 855-839-1210. But first, look, here's the deal. I'm done with the COVID restrictions. I'm done with this nonsense. Enough is enough. And I want freedom. And I'm not waiting for the government to tell me I can have people in my backyard to start grilling again. I'm grilling now, baby. And I've got Omaha Steaks on the way coming to my house because summer's freedom, summer's family and friends, and that means backyard cookouts. And you fire up the grill and you get it really hot, okay? This is the deal. Get it really hot. Take an Omaha Steak, take one of their butcher's cut filet mignons, rub a little bit of olive oil on both sides, just a little, salt and pepper, or use their Omaha Steak seasoning, and then bam, right on the grill it goes, sear that baby, lock in the juices. Unbelievable. The Let's Go Grill package, order it today. Use my name, Zeoli. Go to omahasteaks.com, put in the name Z-E-O-L-I. You're also going to get 12 ultra-juicy Omaha Steaks burgers for free. It's almost 4 pounds of free burgers, by the way. To top it off, you also get $20 off on your first order. The Let's Go Grill package includes 4 butcher's cut filet mignons, boneless pork chops, a pound of chicken breasts, kielbasa sausages, apple caramel tartlets, side dishes, and so much more. Best steak of your life guaranteed. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use my name, Zioli, omahasteaks.com.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.